Hello. The first few seconds of this file were recorded with the microphone phantom power turned off. I had the mic input level control on the Ampex turned up. There's a cable running from the Ampex to the phantom power supply and from the phantom power supply to the microphone. The microphone is a Studio Projects C1 large diaphragm condenser. The output from the Ampex is feeding directly into my AD converter. I believe it's better to give real-world recording examples than to provide some sort of specification. Now I'm recording with a Shure SM58. I'm at a distance of several feet from the microphone. I have the input level turned up, and this is revealing the noise from the preamp and the noise in my room, and the hiss from the microphone and everything else in the signal chain. I'm using this microphone because it's familiar to most people, and I'm about to move in on the microphone, and you'll hear the proximity effect as I move in, and you'll hear this noise floor drop away as I get closer and can turn the input level down. This is like an example of if you were recording a conversation in a room with a Shure SM58 sitting on a table somewhere. Okay, here I come into the microphone a little bit, and I'm going to have to be careful. I'm going to reach over and turn this down some. Okay, here we go. This is a little better. Now I'm at a distance of several inches, about 4 to 6 inches from the microphone. Pretty good distance for this microphone. And if I want to, I can slide my chair on up here, turn that down even a little bit more, and it gets very quiet, even with this microphone. The input level on the Ampex is at around 2. Up to now, I've had the output selector switch in the both position. I'm about to reach over and flip it into the cathode follower only and show you some of the saturation, distortion effects, and tube compression we can get from the unit. Okay, now we have the cathode follower output only. I'm about to reach over and turn down the master gain control and turn up the microphone level control and start driving this tube section a little harder and getting some tube compression in there. Sound check testing 1, 2. There's a little bit of compression for you. It's kind of I hate to use the word, but it's kind of a fattened, thickened kind of a sound, a natural tube compression. Now I'm going to reach over and increase the effect. Here we go. Now, if you look at this file in a sound editor, you should be able to see the tube compression going on, the limiting of the peaks in the signal. Now, I'm going to reach over and take this a little farther. Sound check testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Now we have a very flattened signal. I could almost yell into the mic at this distance and not peg the inputs on the AD converter. I'm sitting here staring at them to make sure I don't do that. Now I'm going to take the effect even further. Sound check testing. Now we're starting to get into some nasty, edgy tube distortion. There's a wide variety of uses for this. The use I find most valuable is with electric guitar, which I'll be demonstrating in another file. I'm going to go ahead and max this on out just to show you the extent of the heavy gauge distortion. This thing will crank out without overdriving the inputs on the analog to digital converter. There we go. There's some nasty, nasty stuff. Maybe someone out there will have a use for settings this extreme. At least you can do it if you want to. And now I'm changing the settings back to a natural, clean setting with the cathode follower setting. Let's put it on 60% and the mic input level at around 2. And that's a pretty typical level for a hot microphone like this, down around 2, even between 1 and 2 even. Still sounds very nice.